current news, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is responding to Iran's latest proposal for bringing an end to the war. We get more details on that proposal and the president's response from correspondent Donna Warder.
According to Iran's state-linked media, Iran says it wants issues between it and the United States to be resolved within 30 days and to end the war rather than extend a ceasefire. On Saturday, President Donald Trump said he was reviewing Iran's latest proposal.
They want to make a deal. They're decimated. They're having a hard time figuring out who their leader is.
The semi-official Noor news agency reports that Iran's proposal also calls for the U.S. lifting sanctions, ending the naval blockade, withdrawing forces from the region, and ceasing all hostilities, including Israel's operations in Lebanon. I'm Donna Warder.
Spirit Airlines has announced it's going out of business after 34 years. The ultra-low-cost airline, known for its bright yellow planes and deep discount fares, said Saturday it had started winding down operations. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says other airlines are coming to the rescue of customers left stranded by Spirit.
United, Delta, JetBlue, and Southwest are capping their ticket prices for Spirit customers. It's going to vary between the airlines. You have to go to their websites to take advantage.
And as of yesterday, former Spirit Airlines flight attendant Freddie Peterson says he's still adjusting to the fact that he's out of a job.
Most definitely probably look for a job. I'm not as young as I used to be when I got on with Spirit. I'm 60 now, so I'm almost at that retirement. But if I have to go at McDonald's or Burger King's or whatever to make sure my home is taken care of, my mortgage is taken care of, and my partner is taken care of, that's what I got to do.
The company had been struggling financially ever since the COVID-19 pandemic. This is SRN News. The persecution of Christian believers is on the rise in Southeast Asia as Islam spreads throughout that region.
A new report from International Christian Concern finds that, quote, the persecution of Christians in the region is complex, damaging, and deep-rooted. It includes direct, violent, and deadly attacks and incidents, but it also involves immense, complex, and indirect pressure, discrimination, threats, intimidation, problematic laws, and social isolation. There are about 250 million Muslims across Southeast Asia and very few Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
LGBT activists are targeting the National Hockey League. They're now pressuring Commissioner Gary Bettman to do more to promote the homosexual agenda. Despite a recent rebellion by players over that issue, Bettman has tried to reduce pressure, pointing to the league's longstanding relationship with the You Can Play group. That's an LGBT hockey organization. This is SRN News. Ken Lormand reports there's been a court decision on local gun control laws in the Old Line State.
The Maryland Supreme Court has invalidated key Montgomery County gun control ordinances, ruling they were preempted by state law and unlawfully burdened permit holders traveling through the county. The decision allows concealed carry permit holders to carry in compliance with state law, striking down broad local restrictions, including expansive public assembly zones and portions of the county's ghost gun ban. Ken Lorman reporting.
The ruling criticized the county's broad public assembly definition. It effectively prohibited carry across large parts of the county and burdened interstate travel routes as well, despite the fact that the citizens involved might have been allowed to carry their guns under state law more broadly. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.